yes, and so when it seemed like the Lord Jesus was going to pass right by them, they saw him and became terrified, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. It wasn't a ghost. He told them, don't be afraid, it is I. And notice what Peter said. Peter said, Lord. All right, so now this is acknowledging authority. If it is you, bid me come to you on the water. Now, so important to notice what Peter said to really get the crux of what he was saying. Lord, acknowledging authority. If it is you, bid me come to you on the water. If indeed the one coming to them was the Lord Jesus, Peter recognized that he had power and he had authority to enable Peter to walk through that storm on the water just like Jesus was doing it. Remember, they were Jesus' disciples. They were his followers. They were people who were learning from him, listening to his doctrine, but also watching what he did. They were watching his lifestyle so that they knew what his character was about. They listened to what he taught so they knew his doctrine. They watched what he did because they were going to be people who would be imitating him. That's what a disciple is about. They would imitate his character. They would imitate his lifestyle. They would teach his doctrine. They would do the things they saw him do, especially when it came to healing and delivering people from demonic possession, helping people understand how to truly live in a way that is pleasing to the Lord God Almighty. Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water. Please notice, the emphasis is not bid me come on the water. The emphasis is bid me come to you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the key. Whatever storm we have to go through, our primary goal should not be to go through the storm. Remember, we are always making our way first and foremost, not even to heaven, but to Jesus. The day is going to come when we will be able to see him as he is, because we will see him face to face in all of his glory. And that is even more rewarding than making it to heaven. But we've got to go through the storm. The Lord Jesus said, and he had his apostles say it too, if we suffer with him, we will also reign with him. Whatever storm we have to go through, count it worth it all. Count it worth the effort. Count it worth the struggle. If that's what we have to do in order to get all the way to Jesus, we can't start and then stop. We can't start and because it gets difficult, head back to where we came, the way we came. No, we've got to keep moving forward. Even if we struggle, just staying in place for a while, like the disciples did, just rowing and rowing and rowing and getting nowhere. The Lord Jesus looked at Peter after Peter said, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water. I'm not even going to wait till you're in the boat. And if you come in on one end of the boat, I'm going to go to that end of the boat to come to you. No, bid me come to you now. Because Peter understood that if Jesus spoke the words bidding him to come to him, then he was also going to be empowering Peter to come to him through the storm on the water. And guess what? Peter got out of the boat and did the very thing that the Lord Jesus empowered him to do. The Lord Jesus simply said, come. Not a long 5-page report, just come. And with that one word, he gave Peter all the ability he needed to come to him through the storm on the water. And when Peter got out of that boat, he started walking on the water through the storm to Jesus. But you know how situations are. You know how people are. See that you're making progress and the storm becomes more boisterous. They whip up that stuff even worse. Try their best to shut you down, to cause you to lose faith, to try to cause you to stop believing your God. And that storm grew more boisterous. And Peter began to focus his attention on the storm. He diverted his attention to the storm instead of to the Lord. And he began to sink. But to his credit now, he didn't just sink and drown. He cried out, "Lord, save me." And when he cried out, "Lord, save me," the Lord Jesus, who was in that same boisterous storm that had distracted Peter, reached down while standing on the water. He was not standing on the boat. He was still standing on the water. And he reached down and pulled Peter up out of the water while Jesus himself was still on the water in the storm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, with the God we serve, we have reason to hope. How many of you are ready for the Lord to reach down in the same storm you're in the same waters that seem like they're about to drown you, and reach down and pull you up and save you? Cry out, "Lord, save me." That's what Hosanna means. Yeah, Hosanna. A lot of people think that means praise ye the Lord. That's not what it means. Originally, Hosanna meant, "Lord, save now." That's what it means. Lord, save now. And some of us need to be saved now. Yes, indeed. And so Jesus proved that he has the ability to do whatever is necessary to save us. He saved Peter, and then they both got into the boat. And immediately, the boat reached the other side. There are going to be some sudden turnarounds for a number of us who have been faithful to the Lord our God. I do mean some sudden turnarounds. Now, note this. It may have been some time in coming, but the turnaround is getting ready to come. And it is going to be sudden, and it is going to be mighty. We got to talk about this some more next week. Be sure to join me again for The Power of Hope on Spiritual Perspectives next week on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Stay with me. More coming up. I was looking and seeing in, but I can't let that bother me or hinder me.